Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Hi.
How you doing? Welcome to Stage 17, guys.
Welcome.
I'm Jesse Addy from Nash FM 94.7, and this is Katie Neal.
Hello.
We're so excited. We've really had some of the biggest artists in our genre on this stage, and some of the future superstars as well. So feel free to take pictures and tag us and make yourself famous, because we'll retweet you as well. So today, somebody that we met on television and was just on the radio with me on Nash FM 94.7, and we are so excited to have her come play for you.
Make some noise for Danielle Bradbury.
Said to meet you 9 o'clock at your house. Read your text at 9:30 and you're still out. Can't believe I'm still parked here waiting at your place. Show up with a couple friends. Right now I'm serious. I know you can tell. You whisper my favorite words. Calm down, pretty girl. Stay mad at you. Why you gotta look that good? I was ready to drive away till I looked in your eyes again. Now I can't stay mad at you. Oh, I can't stay mad at you. I can't stay mad. Get things kind of messy. You're reckless. Something about it's kind of sexy. I like it. You know how to make me crazy. We've been down this road. Oh, you say a couple words. I say something worse. You say you're sorry first. Boy, I can't say mad.
I can't say. much for coming in to see us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So you were so young. You were only 16 when you were on The Voice, and you spent the last couple of years kind of honing your sound and developing as an artist. And how do you feel that your sound has changed since then to now?
It's changed quite a bit. When I was on the show, it was more very twangy country, older country, and I honestly, that's not what I sang all the time. Blake had this vision in his head, and obviously it worked. I'm so thankful for that. But I mean, I've grew up listening to R&B, hip hop, Latina music. Like, it's been a whole genre of music I listen to, and obviously country. But now that I'm figuring out how to put my sound in songs, I'm kind of mixing all of that, like the R&B and everything. So
we sure love how the new song sounds. And then I have to ask, being on a long list of winners from Team Blake, what do you feel like was the biggest thing or the most important lesson that you learned from him?
I don't know. He's awesome. He definitely took me under his wing, and he does that with everybody. He doesn't pick just one. He's very supportive with everybody, gives his certain amount of time to each and every person. So I'm really thankful for that. And he's just so supportive. I just learned how he just has fun on stage and everything. And that's kind of what I take from that. So
absolutely. So do you want to play your new single, Sway, for us?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Danielle Bradbury.
All in the same boat. Life can really suck sometimes. But hey, can't live in a shadow. So here's a little piece of advice. Stop by kicking off your shoes, even right by the door. Then you call a couple friends and you call a few more. Put a drink into glass that'll make you let go. Then you find something smooth on the radio that makes you wanna sway to the left and sway to the right. Get lost in a groove that'll make you lose your mind. Put a smile on your face, send you right into a daze. No, there ain't nothing wrong when a song comes on that makes you wanna sway. World's kinda messed up. We got no time for sitting around waiting for it to light up. Let's break some rules and figure it out. Stop by kicking off your shoes, even right by the door. Then you call a couple friends and you call a few more. Put a drink into glass that'll make you let go. Then you find something smooth on the radio that makes you wanna sway to the left and sway to the right. Get lost in a groove that'll make you lose your mind. Put a smile on your face, send you right into a daze. No, there ain't nothing wrong when a song comes on that makes you wanna sway. Something that makes you wanna sway to the left and sway to the right. Get lost in a groove that make you lose your mind. Put a smile on your face, send you right into a daze. No, there ain't nothing wrong when a song comes on that makes you wanna sway. Makes you wanna sway, hey, hey, hey.
Uh-oh.
That was Sway, Danielle's new single. What did you guys think about that? Swaying back and forth? Yeah, it's good, right? So the difference between your first album and the album that you're working on now is that you could have picked up the songwriting process because you were kind of like so young that wasn't something that you had started doing yet. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you've caught the songwriter's bug now?
And definitely. I don't think I can get out of it now.
Yeah. How much time do you feel like you spend writing now? Like, is everything inspiration for a song?
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of crazy because how like a day of songwriting works, you just get in a room with either two or three writers. I mean, for me personally, it's always that amount. And you become like friends with all these writers, and it's cool when you get in the room because you don't know what day you're going to have. I mean, personally, you'll know if you're sad or if you're like emotional about something, then you know what day it's going to be. But yeah, like, again, it's like a therapy session. It's like you go in there and you pour out all your feelings and then you write a song. And it's just amazing. I'm learning still. I mean, any write I get into, it's very awesome. So yeah, it's a whole another world.
It's very cool. And then with Sway, so that didn't actually start as like a lyric and idea. It was like a concept. Like, you wanted a song that the audience could participate with and like sing along. So was there like a song that you loved growing up that you know, that kind of inspired the concept for that song? Like something that would get the audience involved that they could sway along to?
Yeah, there's no specific song. How that write went about, I got in the room and it's kind of a lazy day, honestly. And I got in there and they were like, what song do you need right now? Because, I mean, I've had these group of ballads, just I've kept writing. And I'm like, well, I mean, we could write a ballad. And they're like, no, like, what do you need right now? It's like, well, now that I think about it, I need a crowd participation song. Because, I mean, as a outsider looking in, I've always watched artists that are really entertaining and grab y'all's attention and y'all just kind of dance and sing together. And I've always loved that. And I'm like, I want to become a better entertainer and I want a song like that. So we wrote Sway.
She did, right? We love swaying back and forth. All right. What would you like to sing for us next?
It's an emotional song.
We love it.
And kind of a more like more of a deeper story on this whole album, which will be out later this year. I'm really excited.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you. I just kind of wanted to be more real and honest, and just talk about real stories that have happened to me and just that I've experienced with a friend that, I mean, she's been through something and I'll write about it. I feel like you connect better like that. Because personally, when I hear an artist that is singing about a real story, it hits me harder.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I wanted to be that artist, hopefully. So this one would be worth it.
All right. Here's Worth It, Danielle Bradbury.
Thank you.
Hard to please, that you're worn down from fighting for me. A real man knows what he's signing up for. And if you don't, then I'll show myself the door. 'Cause I'm worth it. You're crazy, baby, if you think that I what you want You should be begging down on your knees.
Love that, the new song Worth It. Again, thank you for so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Couldn't let you leave without wishing you a happy birthday. Danielle turns 21 on Sunday. She's gonna have her first drink of alcohol ever.
Yeah.
Do you have any big plans for Saturday, like Saturday night midnight? Are you gonna go out with friends?
Yeah, I'll probably go out with friends. I'm actually gonna make a trip to my hometown, Houston, to catch up with my family, friends, and it's actually my brother's birthday also. So
you guys were born on the same day?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're not twins, are you?
No, we're not.
Oh, I was going to say, I totally missed it if we're twins. Oh, okay. Same time. Okay.
So your parents are creatures of habit.
Same day, different year. Got it.
Same day, different year. Yeah.
Amazing.
Do you have a few days off after? Is it going to be crazy or what's the goal for the...
It's more radio day after my birthday, so I'm going to have to do the stuff at midnight.
We'll send out like a radio message to let everybody know to give you a break on Monday. It's going to be
radio's pretty much hung over all the time anyway, so they won't notice.
All right, so before you go, when Danielle's done, we'll take pictures in the back, so if you guys want to line up at the back door in just a few minutes, do you want to do one more song before you go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Make some noise for Danielle Bradbury.
All right, well, I'll talk about this song for a second while he tunes. This one, well, I wrote kind of 90% of this next album. Again, I know I keep saying it, but I am so pumped to share it with you guys because it's been 4 years, and that's kind of a long time, but also very blessed to have that time off because I've learned a lot about myself and as an artist and now a songwriter. So this song was pretty cool because I got in the room with this other girl writer that has written so many hits, and she's amazing. I noticed she was the one that was kind of in a funk that day. And she just sat down, grabbed out her guitar, and just started playing this song. And I'm like, oh my God, this is beautiful. And I could relate, I mean, instantly. And so it was more of her feelings that I just told her, I'm like, let it all out. And so we wrote this song called Layin' Low. Hope you like it.
I wanna put on a record I've never heard before. Shut off my phone and lock the door. Drink every word like a bottle of wine till my soul so drunk is passed out on the floor. Tonight I'm laying low. I'm laying low in a world that moves so fast. We forget to take it slow. So I'm taking my time tonight, I'm laying low. Don't wanna put on any makeup. Don't wanna brush my hair. Leave these high heels off my feet and just not care. Wanna dance to the rhythm of the raindrops falling on the rooftop now. They're easy to miss when everything's so loud.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.